time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Thanksgiving 2020 has the potential to be even more awkward than Thanksgiving 4 years ago. Another divisive election, plus a global pandemic, multiplied by the number of diverse beliefs gathered around your table, that's a formula for chaos. Even if you dilute the chaos with gratitude, you know, Thanksgiving. We have ideals about how people should behave graciously in both victory and in defeat, but it doesn't seem to work that way. We all have our imagined wrongs and political resentments. We can't wait to get even with our relatives who have different opinions. Who's the snowflake now, huh? If your turkey comes out dry again this year, just say climate change or deep state, and people will forget all about it. We are all more than our political affiliations. It's better to reflect on what someone says than just immediately react to it. And family's going to last a lot longer than a 4-year election cycle. COVID-19 is a much bigger threat than hurt feelings. According to a New York Times database, in the last week, there's an average of 125,000 cases per day, an increase of 69% from the average 2 weeks earlier. More than 10 million people in the United States have been infected, and over 240,000 have died. When it comes to family gatherings, size does matter. Smaller gatherings have much less risk. But unfortunately, COVID response often runs along party lines. Some families feel they have a constitutional right to have 50 guests over. It's likely prudent behavior to decline an invitation to a large gathering, even if they were counting on you to bring the Jell-O salad. It's especially prudent if the gathering has a lot of out-of-town guests and COVID deniers. If you get a telephone invitation to a large gathering, just respond with a few dry coughs, tell them you may have a fever, maybe next year. Viruses don't travel, they rely on people to carry them around. Even a small family gathering has a risk of spreading COVID. You can minimize the risk by inviting fewer people, gathering in a large space, outdoors if possible, plenty of hand washing. It feels weird not to hug, but that increases contact. There are some other things you can do to prepare. Before the event, talk openly with your guests about how you are approaching COVID. Our family lets people know we take it seriously. You can also look up information on a variety of online trackers. Humboldt County has a very neat COVID tracker dashboard. If you have guests from another state, look up their rate and talk with your guests about that. You can also take a COVID test before the event and ask guests to do the same. It's ridiculously easy to do this in Humboldt County. Link to lij.care, and you can register and schedule online. It's free, quick. They don't use the long Q-tips anymore. Does all that sound awkward? Well, it's better than having a public health contact tracer calling all your guests. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.